Every human being longs to be happy, to satisfy the wants of the body with food, with roof, and with raiment, and to feed the hunger of the mind, according to his capacity, with love, wisdom, philosophy, art, and song. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Or week.
Week. You're supposed to go for a week.
I haven't said weekend in a long time.
No, that's a good point. You have it.
Anyway, I had a good weekend.
Weekend, yes. Week, I don't even remember it.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that's no surprise. Anyways, I'm sick as hell, so I will not be very entertaining, I suppose you could say, but for some reason I have this weird obligation that I can't not do it.
All right.
So,
well, I do appreciate you being here.
Here I am.
And so do our listeners. In fact, we had the opportunity this weekend to meet one of our listeners and one of the co-hosts of the Ginger Snaps.
Mm-hmm, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, meeting Amy was kind of nice.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Now, we went down the Olympia this weekend to hear Dan Barker speak about starting a local FFRF chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I enjoyed talking with Amy more than meeting Dan Barker.
Well, I know for me, I sure did.
But yeah.
But, I mean, he had a lot of, you know, good informational thing to say, but it's kind of stuff we already knew.
Right.
So talking with Amy, for me, was the highlight of the day.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really like talking with her. And very comfortable to talk to.
Oh, yeah. And if you haven't gone and listened to the Ginger Snaps, go listen. This week they did a little science bit on eating bugs.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of weird, but okay.
No, I think it's actually better than I thought it was, but it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yes, dear.
We do have some Twitter followers this week.
Yes.
We have quite a list. I'm not sure what happened, but...
Knock yourself out. I'm going to be quiet while you do this so I don't hurl all over the mic.
Oh, that'd be nice because I'm not buying a new one.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I hit the mic. See, I'm not doing well already.
All right. We've got the Little Colonel, Jack Miller, Jason, the Human Experience, Miosa, Sassy Animal, Anti-Trump T-Shirts, Douglas Salamone, I guess.
Maybe. Butchering it, probably.
Yeah. Colby, Peter Floyd, Always Bet on Geek, Voices of Deconversion, World News Drunk, IWV, Wise Oyster, Loudmouth Reviews, Cast to Car, and The Hummingbird.
You know, I'm starting to wonder, maybe you need like some background music or something, because it's kind of blasé listening to you just yak it off.
Maybe I'll put some in post.
What? Yeah, I think that's not a terrible idea.
All right, I'll throw something in and people will be...
You need to spice up the Twitter reading.
And people wonder why we're talking about it after I've already put it in. So that's fine.
Well, that'll be very weird.
Either way.
But no, I think you need to spice it up. You're like, bleh. It's what, like Bueller.
Are you saying Bueller. I'm boring?
You think?
Maybe.
Bueller.
There's a reason you're on the show.
Oh, shut up. All right, move on.
All right, I've got some stories.
Do you now?
Yeah, the police removed a prayer from the wall.
Okay.
A police station in Wisconsin has removed a police officer's prayer display after the nation's largest secular organization filed a complaint that argued the display makes non-Christians feel like outsiders in their own community.
Well, that's a first.
Yeah. The display read, "Lord, I ask you to be with me in this very special ways as I face the challenges that I must face each day. Please give me compassion for the innocent I help or I see. Help me protect and serve those who depend on..." You know, I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Yeah, that's freaking mouthy. Yeah, it just goes on.
Yeah, it's huge.
I'm so glad you decided not to keep going.
Yeah. The FFRF sent a letter to them to... what
you
the
just
hell?
Cannot talk today. Did I say you guys? What the hell's wrong with me?
I don't know.
Anyways.
So the letter was addressed to them and that basically said that item in question needs to be removed.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been removed.
just simply and
non-fighting
and
not a major fight on this one.
That's interesting and good to hear. Actually,
This is on Alaska, Wisconsin. We may have talked about this. I'm not sure.
Not so sure.
Yeah, Annie Laurie Gaylor called this a victory for the Constitution, and that non-believers in Alaska will now feel fully included as they should in our secular state. Mm. Yeah, FFRF is headquartered in.
Right, in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah.
Which I wanted to ask, where from Wisconsin, you know?
Well,
I know that I know the FFRF is in Madison.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering. I used to live in Wisconsin, not in Madison, but been there, done that too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So this is a good step forward, getting prayers off of walls of government buildings.
Yeah, I mean, and it's almost like it seems it tends to happen a little more and a little more. You know, you're getting a few more stories here and there of, you know, things like that being taken down. And then at the same time, you hear about them being put up. So,
yeah,
you know, but one step each time.
Yep. And speaking of steps, there was a very cool march this weekend.
Uh-huh.
A march for science.
Yes, indeedy.
Hundreds of thousands of scientists and science supporters took to the streets around the world in a global march for science on Earth Day. More than 600 marches and rallies took place everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
On every continent and including under the sea.
That's really cool.
Yeah. They occurred in the United States and had big names like Bill Nye and Earth Day founder Dennis Hayes.
Uh-huh.
I think that's right.
Yes, we would have gone, but we couldn't.
Yes, our oldest was born on Earth Day.
Yes.
And it was a big birthday for her, so we couldn't make it to the Seattle March.
No.
Or the Olympia March.
That's right. There was one there and in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did get a chance to look at their signs.
Oh, uh-huh.
Which is pretty good. I'm going to read a couple.
Okay.
Got plague? Me neither. Thank a scientist. Hail Sagan. Listen to your nerds. Science, not silence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best sign of the day is at the start of every disaster movie, there's a scientist being ignored.
That is correct. And I'm real big on those type of movies, I know. Those are one of my favorites. Like
every single time, there's.
Yeah, I like those movies.
Yeah, those are fun. So it's a good thing it was in the March for Science was about Donald Trump's anti-science
anti-everything
crusade.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, cutting EPA, cutting funding for National Park Services and things like that are really important.
Yeah, I swear he's just a dumbass.
Well, what it seems like is what happened to schools in the 70s and 80s,
uh-huh.
Right? All the funding went to sports and stuff like that, and the arts and sciences got left behind.
Right.
And that's kind of what it feels like with the Trump administration.
Yeah, and now with the Trump administration, it's just the planet getting left behind.
Yeah, that's sad.
I mean, that's pretty much where he's going with this. I mean, the guy is wanting to bring back all the coal factories, polluting rules that they used to have.
There's no clean coal, sorry.
Yeah, just not. I mean, and not to mention natural gas is cheaper to do than coal is.
Well, it's not even that.
Just the fact that, why does he want to go backwards on that? You know what? Forget it. I'm not even, it's like a whole nother topic that I just don't want to go there right now because it's just going to make me more nauseous.
Oh, all right.
Sorry. Go.
Okay. I have a story that if we'd had a Potter this week would be our Potter Award winner.
Right, and the reason we don't have a Potter is...
We have an interview.
That is correct.
An awesome interview, which is kind of related to this story.
Well, that just happens to work out now, doesn't it?
I've titled this, People Are Poor Because They're Atheist.
Interesting.
Okay. On April 3rd, mayoral candidate...
Come on.
Yeah, current mayor and mayoral candidate Ivy Taylor shared her surprising views on systematic poverty in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
To her, the broken people facing poverty just had a bad relationship with God. And I happen to have some audio around here somewhere.
Okay.
What do you see as the deepest systemic causes of generational poverty in San Antonio?
I'll start with you, Mayor.
Oh, gosh.
It's a deep one.
We could be here all afternoon talking about that. The deepest
Say that again. The deepest. The deepest systemic
causes, the real root level causes.
Well, I mean, since you're with the Christian Coalition, I'll go ahead and put it out there that to me, it's broken people, you know, people not being in relationship with their creator and therefore not being in good relationship with their families and their communities and, you know, not being productive members of society. So
there you go.
Is she fucking kidding?
That's what she said. She came back saying that people took her out of context because.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was saying that she didn't mean that poor people, that people were, who were atheists are poor because they're atheist, right? Or poor.
Took her out of context, my ass.
That's exactly what she said. People not being in a relationship with their creator.
Exactly. What's there to take out of context?
And that if you're an atheist, you're broken. That's basically what she said.
But you took it out of context.
Yeah. Now, this comes from a mayor who's already on thin ice for using her religious beliefs to discriminate against the city's LGBT community. In 2013, when she was still a councilwoman, she voted against a non-discrimination ordinance that would have protected LGBT people in San Antonio.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
She's a dumb, bigoted ass.
Yeah, and her reason for that was people shouldn't be forced to treat everyone equally if it goes against their faith or moral values.
What? So being an asshole is better.
Apparently.
You know, we shouldn't have to be good people. We should be allowed to be assholes.
So here's the problem. And I thought about this the other day when I was thinking about I-1552. Mm-hmm. If you need a law to tell you to be a decent person, you're a horrible person.
Exactly. That's exactly right. My point.
Yeah. And that's kind of what she's saying.
I mean, so the only way she's going to be a good person is if you force her to.
And then she still doesn't want to do it.
And they wonder why people like me, non-believers, don't want to really join her club.
I know.
I mean, hello.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't understand that because, and at the same time, she's sitting there saying that because you don't have God, you're a poor person.
Or you're broken.
Or you're broken. Thank you. That's more of what I meant.
That
you're
broken. But
it's better to be like her is what she's saying.
Right. Better to Seriously? Be a bigoted ass than yes. a poor atheist.
Oh my God, I hate people right now. I'm not in a happy mood, so I'm just hating people.
Yeah, and like I said, if we'd had a Potter Award this week, she'd have won it. I'm thinking about giving it to her anyway.
Yeah, since, you know, we don't officially have a Potter because we had an interview and not enough time in the show, we'll just give her a quick little nomination for it.
Yeah.
Potter Award winner, because what a bitch.
There we go. And...
Yes.
Moving on from there, we did an interview.
I don't really like people like her. But anyways, go ahead.
Wow. I was trying to get to an interview.
Nah.
Okay, fine. Anyway.
I'm too busy complaining.
We had an interview with Mel Rice from Normalize Atheism, which is why
the
previous story is so pertinent.
That's a really good point, but a convenient segue.
Yeah, kind of like I meant to do it. I don't know.
Right. And, you know, in the interview, really, do not irritate me right now because I will hurt you.
Anyways.
But I just, you know, it's goes well with the interview as far as, you know, if atheism wasn't such a scary word for some people, it wouldn't be a thing.
Right.
It would just be.
Yeah. So let's get into that interview.
All righty.
And welcome to another yakking session. We have a really cool one this week. We've got Mel Rice, who is the operations manager for Normalize Atheism. Welcome to the show, Mel.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, glad to have you guys on. Are you on? So tell us a little bit, what is Normalize Atheism?
Well, Normalized Atheism started actually in 2014. It was the brainchild of Mark Nebo, the brilliant Mark Nebo. He was listening to a speech from David Silverman, who was speaking about the term atheism and being an atheist and how you should not be afraid or ashamed to use the word atheist because of the stereotype and the different things that come along with that, that the more you talk about it, the more you discuss, the more you educate, then it becomes more normal. So he started Normalized Atheism and sells some t-shirts and different things like that. About, I would say about 2 years later, he then got Steve Shives and Sincere Carrabo to join him as managing partners. Great, great guys. They're really awesome. I love reading their work. And yep. So they just pretty much it started as an online, like a social media thing, encouraging people to use the hashtag because, of course, we all know social media. If you get that hashtag out there, everybody's going to see it. So that's what we try to do. We try to promote it by, of course, merchandise, t-shirts, pictures, social media, to use the hashtag normalize atheism. That way people can kind of, I like to do it randomly sometimes. I love to see the shirt selfies that they do because a lot of people don't know what it is. And the first thing they do is ask about it. And that's a great way to get the conversation started. It's very important to start those conversations, not only with Christian people or religious people, but even with atheists, because a lot of people tend to not want to use the term atheist because they're kind of afraid of the backlash that they're going to get. And I will be honest, I was one of those people. I would always call myself a free thinker or secular humanist because it just sounded a lot nicer than the term atheist. And that's one of the reasons why I went headfirst into this campaign, because, you know, that stereotype needs to go away. We're normal people just like everybody else. The only difference is we believe in one less God than they do.
That is correct.
Definitely.
Yeah, I've got a couple t-shirts.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes.
I've got a couple selfies out there.
Yes. Yeah, we do encourage the selfies. And you don't have to have a shirt to get to do the selfies. Like I did, I don't have one yet. I'm a slacker. But like in my selfies, I wrote it on my hand. When I was at ReasonCon, we did a lot of promotion there. And Mark actually got some videos from people like Matt Dillahunty and Bobby Carey and a bunch of people to upload. And I walked around the after party with a piece of paper that said hashtag normalize atheism. And I just walked up to people and said, hey, you want to get your picture? And, you know, it's huge because that stuff, you know, it goes out on Twitter, goes out on Facebook, and people see that. And then they start tweeting the hashtag and they support it and it becomes a bigger thing. It's so important. Because, yeah, like, especially at this weekend, it was amazingly wonderful to get together with a huge group of people that thought the same way you did, that, you know, it was like big family. And a lot of religious people, they don't see that. And we have community just as much as every other religion has their community. And it's just darn time that they understand that it's just a basic lack of belief in a deity. And that's it. Who we are outside of that defines our personality. There's good and bad in every group, no matter who you are, right, no matter what religion you come from. That title just describes your lack of belief in a deity.
I've always said that. It's just a definition.
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of people, they have, you know, words have meaning. And my husband says that to me all the time. Words have meaning. It's very important that people understand what it means, because it's not a bad thing. It's been stereotyped throughout the years as evil, or, you know, we eat babies, or, you know, we just are immoral people. No, we can do the same things as everybody else. We can be good. We can do good. We can be involved in our communities. We can work with, I mean, like me, for example, I work with other Christians in my community in benefits. We work side by side and they know we're atheists. And I love that, because then that shows religious people that, you know, we don't fit that stereotype, that stereotype is just ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
And not just in that type of situation, but also in legislation. That's very important because a secular country is fair for everybody.
Right. You know, we just came from a possible FFRF meeting, starting a chapter here in Washington State, and that was huge on there.
Yeah.
Secular government. I mean, I've been in favor of secular government since pretty much day one.
Right.
I mean, I advocate for that. I work for that. I speak about that all the time, which is why I'm interested in normalized atheism movement.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's not that we hate, you know, we hate the religious aspect of it. It's just, it's about fairness. It's about, it causes division. Wow. It causes inclusion, and not just for people like us that don't have a belief, but everybody else that has their own belief. If you have a Christian that wants to give the invocation at a Senate meeting, then you are dividing the Muslim person that wants that same thing, or, you know, the Hindu person that wants that same thing. If, you know, you just completely leave it fair all the way across the board, everybody has an equal shot. It's not, there's no favoritism.
Right.
Right. It's equality for all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that was something we were talking about at one point in time, is that religion seems to be at the heart of most civil rights actions that we have to take.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
When we oppose religion, we are supporting civil rights for everybody.
Yes. Absolutely.
And on the atheism aspect, I've always believed that we need to own that word, not let it be taken away.
Exactly. I agree.
Don't let them change it into something ugly. You own it, and then it does become normal and it becomes accepted. It's not this weird, forbidden word kind
of thing. Exactly. And show and lead. I mean, I was in management for 15 years, and the one thing that was always drilled into my head was lead by example. If you don't want that word to be a bad word to people and leave a bad taste in someone's mouth, live that. Show them that. Show them that, you know, you do have that humanist side, that you do not eat babies, you know, that you are not an evil person, that you are just like them. You just don't believe in a God. That's it.
Yeah, I actually, I call myself an atheistic humanist. And I have told Robert that before, and I said, I know it's not, you know, what people call themselves, but I really like that description.
It's accurate.
Yes, I agree.
It describes, you know, the fact I don't believe in a God, and then it describes the fact that the things that I, you know, follow and the lifestyle I lead is humanistic.
Right.
And it's all the both things. So I really like atheistic humanist.
Yes.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah, I think the atheist movement is primed now for a new, I want to say, influx of movement. I don't know what the word is.
Marks. It's getting a little better. I mean, but there's still so many that basically, you know, technically they are atheists, but don't like to call themselves because they still have that phobia, because people still equate it to being the bad A word, you know?
Right. I mean,
yeah, and absolutely. Yeah. And I'll be honest, I was that way. My husband and I, it's kind of tapered off in the past couple of years, but we started a free thinkers group. And when we decided, you know, what are we going to name it? You know, we were like, well, we should probably call it, you know, free thinkers, secular humanists, because if people see the A word, they automatically don't want to work with you.
Right.
And so we did that. And like I said, we made it very clear that we were atheists when we decided to work with other people. We work side by side with youth groups and churches. We've done benefits for people in the community. We had one little girl, she's not little, she's 18 now, but she had leukemia. And we worked side by side with a local church. Her family was a member of that church and did whatever they needed us to do in helping with the benefits that they did. And they knew that we were atheists. And that was the important part of it, was going in there and showing them that, you know, we care about our community too. We want what's best for our community. We're no different than anybody else that wants the best for their community.
Right. That's kind of how I feel about the fact I'm constantly saying that the word atheist is just a definition of where I stand on a belief in God. That's it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, my ethics follow humanity, you know, the humanist aspect of it. The atheist part just lets you know, hey, I don't believe in, you know, a God, and you do, and, you know, let's move on and do this together, you know?
Yeah, what's interesting is one of the reasons I advocate for normalized atheism, because an issue we had out here in Washington State a few years ago, back when they were, before gay marriage was legalized throughout the United States, Washington was having the referendum, the initiative to legalize gay marriage. And there was a group that was raising money for it and advocating for it and all this other stuff. And Seattle Atheists raised a ton of money, something like $15,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so they wanted to give this money to this group.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Right?
But they didn't want to put Seattle Atheist on their webpage.
Right.
Because they didn't want to be associated with atheists.
So they didn't want to take the money because they had atheist attached to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is sad.
It is.
It was very sad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody went up the chain and finally got the you know, Seattle Atheist on the webpage, but it took a couple talking to a couple people.
Because everyone's so afraid of that word.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, exactly. They had a similar situation. I don't know if you know, he actually was on Seth Andrews and did a couple rounds on some podcasts. A guy named Matt Wilburn. He's from Oklahoma, and he is the leader of an atheist group out there. And there was a children's home that every year they would go around to the local businesses and ask for donations. And he would do, I think he did other things for them other than monetary donations. And the one year they didn't need, they were just looking for monetary donations. And he said, well, we'll go ahead and donate $100. And you know, he filled out the donation form and everything. And it said, you know, their atheist group on it. And the next day they called and said, you know, we have to give your $100 back because, you know, we can't take it. It's, you know, against everything we believe in. And yeah, he was kind of, you know, shocked. And then he decided to start a GoFundMe, and he raised, I can't remember exactly how much it was, but it was huge, huge amount. And he did everything he could to try to give it to them. He said, I won't even put my name on it. I will send it through the bank. I'll have somebody else put it in their name. I'll do it. I'll pay your electric bill. I'll do whatever. You know, we just want you to have this money. And they kept refusing and kept refusing. So he ended up donating the whole thing to CampQuest.
Yeah. I remember that
story.
Yeah,
we talked about that story last
year.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then not too long after that, the same children's home was on Facebook advertising their need for money to help with things that they needed for the kids at the home. Which is, you know what, it's we want to help the kids. Yeah. That's what they were trying to do.
They need to put the children before their bigotry.
Exactly.
I mean, they could have done a lot of good with that.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it was in the somewhere near 30 grand that he raised.
Yeah,
it was in the tens of thousands, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was huge.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, so normalized atheism. If people want to get in a hold of you guys, how would they do that? What's the best
way? Well, we have the Facebook page, Normalized Atheism Campaign. You can just look that up there. We do have a Twitter. We encourage people to follow us on Twitter. We have over 4,000 likes on Facebook and only about 300 people on Twitter. So I would love to see that social media blow up because it seems to be the go-to. Everybody seems to be doing Twitter these days. It is @normalatheism is the handle for Twitter. And we're always looking for volunteers. If somebody wants to volunteer, all they have to do is they can go on Facebook and they can message me directly. I'm on Facebook as Mel Rice. They can look me up and private message me and we'll add them to the group and go from there.
Cool. So we'll put those links in the show notes, make sure everybody knows where to get them.
Yep. And if they want a t-shirt, which we encourage, especially so they can take their selfie and show up in our gallery, they can go to normalizeatheism.com and they can order one there.
Cool.
Yeah, we have a couple. I actually want more, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, well,
yeah, you have to order more.
You have to order more. Okay.
Yeah, I like them.
I will do that soon. Well, cool. Appreciate you coming on, Mel. I learned a lot about normalized atheism today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
And I think we'll be in touch very soon.
Yes.
All right. Thanks.
It was good talking to you.
You too.
I enjoyed that interview quite a bit.
Yeah, it was a good interview.
I had a good time doing it.
Yes, Derek, did you just lose your train of thought?
Oh, that's happening a lot lately.
Yeah, I think you need to do different things in your life to get your brain working again.
I'm doing different things?
Yeah, sure.
And that announcement might come soon.
Okay, now I'm confused.
The thing I'm doing.
Oh, no, not now.
I'm not doing it now.
Anyways, we're confusing people, so you need to move on.
Yeah, this has been a confusing episode.
Yeah, this episode is just freaking weird, man. And that kind of goes right with it for me.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the yakking I got for this week.
I should have been done a long time ago, so yep, that's good for me.
All right, we'll see you next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!